The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 21. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the nearby village, and right away you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them, and bring them to me. And if anyone asks you anything, you should say, The Lord needs them, and right away he will send them. Now this happened so that which was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Look, your king comes to you, meek and riding on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That's a quote from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. And the disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their garments on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their garments on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds who went in front of him and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? And the crowds answered, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus entered into the temple of God, threw out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children who were crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were filled with indignation, and said to him, Don't you hear what they are saying? And Jesus responded to them, Yes, have you never read? Out of the mouths of babies and nursing infants you have perfected praise? That's a quote from Psalm chapter 8, verse 2. Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned to the city, he felt hungry. And seeing a fig tree beside the road, he came to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. And he said to it, May you never, ever have any fruit. And immediately the fig tree withered up. And when the disciples saw it, they were amazed, saying, How did the fig tree wither up so quickly? And Jesus answered and said to them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, Be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will be done. And all things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. And when he had come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority? Jesus answered and said to them, I will also ask you one question, which if you answer me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, what was its source? Was it from heaven or from men? So they reasoned among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say to us, Why then didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all believe that John was a prophet. So they answered Jesus and said, We don't know. He also said to them, Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said the same thing. And he answered and said, I will go, sir. But he didn't go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They answered, the first. Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes will enter into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And you, when you saw it, did not even repent afterward, so that you might believe him. Hear another parable. There was a man who was a landowner who planted a vineyard, built a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a guard tower. Then he rented it out to vineyard workers, and went to another country. When the harvest season drew near, he sent his slaves to the workers to receive his share of the fruits. But the workers took his slaves, beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than at first, and they did the same things to them. But afterward he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the vineyard workers saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance." So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the Lord of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those workers? They answered him, "He will harshly destroy those evil men and will rent out the vineyard to other workers, who will give him his share of the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone which the builders rejected has been made the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.'" That's a quote from Psalm 118, verses 22 and 23. "Therefore say I to you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and will be given to a nation producing the fruits of it. And he who falls on this stone will be broken in pieces, but at whomever it falls, he will be pulverized." And when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he spoke about them. But although they wanted to arrest him, they feared the crowds because everyone thought of him as a prophet. This is the end of Matthew chapter 21.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.